朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
他回来不是骂大家，你们为什么让城墙被破坏？
He did not come back and just rebuke people. Why do you allow the city?
你看看这里也破了，那里也烂了，那个门居然被烧了。
Look at this brokenness and that door, that gate being burned.
没有，他回来，他知道哪里破坏。
But he came back and he knew where was destroyed.
而且被毁坏到什么程度，他通通知道。
And then the extent of destruction, he knew.
需要多少材料，需要怎么样子的材料啊，能够来保住这个地方，他通通都去了解。
And he tried to understand what kind of material and how much that needs for the fix and repair.
所以当他在这里回来的时候，他就把这个东西传递出来。
So after he came back, he passed on the burden.
等到他都预备好了。
And when everyone was ready,
他把神百姓们找来。
And then, when he was ready, he gathered God's people.
他就发出呼召来。
And he made a call.
他说：“起来，让我们重建城墙，免得再受凌辱。”
He says, "Arise up, so that we will repair and rebuild the city walls, so that we will no longer be under reproach."
圣经上虽然没有告诉我们，没有这样子的记载，但是我相信他把他的计划都讲出来。
Even though the scripture did not record it, but I'm sure he also told them his plans.
但是在他讲这些计划以前，他把负担、把使命感传给神的儿女们。
But before he represented his plans, he will pass on the burden to God's people.
所以圣经上把这最重要的部分记载下来，就是叫我们要起来。
So the scripture recorded the most important part is his exhortation.
要起来，一定要起来。
Rise up, you have to rise up.
我们如果不把城墙修补起来，
if we do not repair the city walls,
我们继续遭大难，受凌辱。
We will continue to be attacked and be under reproach.
因为仇敌有一个自由的管道，可以自由进出我们的家庭，我们的生活，我们的教会，我们一切一切在主面前。
Because there's a path, there's a gap that the enemy can freely come to destroy ourselves and our family, our church.
所以当他传完这个负担的时候，
So after he passed on the burden,
到了第三章我们就看见。
In chapter 3, we see.
第三章是很多弟兄姊妹不喜欢读的哈。
A lot of brothers and sisters do not like to read chapter 3.
因为第三章里面充满了很多的人名。
Because chapter 3 is full of names.
充满了很多跟你不太有关的东西。
And people that are not related to us.
但是你读第三章的时候，你至少有三件事情一定要读到。
But when we read chapter 3, we have to see three things.
第一件事情。
First.
尼希米在这里传递负担以后。
After Nehemiah passed on the burden.
你发现尼希米是一个非常能够帮助众人起来的人。
Nehemiah was a person that was able to help people to rise up.
所以在你去读第三章，你会发现一个重复的词一直出现，叫做其次是，其次是，其次是。
So when you read chapter 3, you will see a term repeatedly appear that is next to, next to.
这个就是这一般人，有这样子的人，有这样子的人，有这样子的人，他们都投入了这个重建的行列。
The scripture will say, next to these people, there are these people next to them, and they all get involved and participate in this great work.
换句话说，尼希米是一个能够使这些这个看起来平凡的人、平凡的角色的人都能够被他动员起来。
In other words, he was able to mobilize all these people who look very ordinary.
然后赋予他们神圣的使命。
And then he will pass down a very sacred mission to them.
弟兄姊妹，这是每一个当 leader 的第一个挑战。
And this is the first challenge of being a leader.
决定不是只是把事情交给弟兄姊妹，你要这么做，你要那么做。
You can't just delegate the task to brothers and sisters.
也不是只是把一个角色交给你，说你是西同工，你是欧同工。
You can't just tell them, this is your role, your C coworker, your O coworker.
你需要把使命感赋予给他们。
You have to pass on this sense of mission.
所以主耶稣给了我们最好的榜样。
The Lord Jesus is the best example.
他说：“凡你们坐在这弟兄中最小的一个人身上，就是坐在我身上。”
Jesus says, Anything you do to the least of these brothers, you are doing unto me.
保罗在哥罗西书三章二十三节也说，你们无论做什么，要从心里做，像是给主做的。
Paul in Colossians chapter 3 verse 23 says, whatever you do, do it for the Lord from your heart.
所以他保罗帮助我们把做所有的事情，人会分大事小事，在保罗的心中没有这样子分的。
In men's eyes, there are great things or small things, but not with Paul.
在保罗的心中只有你做这件事情是不是为主做的。
In Paul's eyes,there are only two things, whether you do it for the Lord or not for the Lord.
我们可以使每一件事情都为主做，产生神圣的价值和意义。
We can give everything a sacred meaning, a significance if it's done for the Lord.
所以斯派克弟兄讲到希伯来书的时候，他说不管大事是小事，只要跟基督发生关系都是大事。
When Brother Sparks preached about Hebrews, he says, no matter this thing is great or small,If it's related to Jesus, it is a great matter.
Little Teresa 说你为着主，有人说是 Lawrence 说，你为着主就算从地上捡起一根线来，都能够叫神的心得到喜乐。
Whether it was from Sister Little Teresa or Brother Lawrence, whatever,the statement is that whatever you do, even just pick up a little straw from the ground, if you do it for the Lord, it's a great matter.
比许多人做的大事在神的眼中更叫神喜乐的。
It's probably more pleasing to the Lord than a lot of great deeds performed by others.
所以你发现黎西米在这里动员的时候，他不光老的动员，小孩子他也动员，男的动员，女的也动员，不光是尊贵的人动员，连一些很贫穷的人，做锁匠的人他都动员。
So we see that when Nehemiah mobilized people, not only he was able to mobilize the seniors and even the young, and also the rich and the poor,And also established or the ordinary people.
他能够使那些平凡的这个责任、平凡的角色都赋予神圣的价值和使命。
He was able to give a sacred significance and meaning to even menial tasks.
所以在家里面当老二的人，听说，都是自己被夹在中间的人，听说个性有的时候都会不太健全啊。
There's a saying that the middle child.Usually, they are not very healthy emotionally.
一个很典型的例子就是一个老二在那里抱怨，他说：“我家的老大是爸爸的心肝，我家的老幺，我妹妹是他的宝贝。”
So there was a middle child, in the middle of the three children. He complained that the first child is the treasure of my father, and then the third child is the treasure of my mother.
No. 都是他，一个是心肝，一个是宝贝。
The first child is my father's heart, and then the third child is my father's liver.
我需要帮他解梦吗？那中间你是什么
？So who are you?
他说我是盲肠。
I'm but appendix.
那黎西米就有本事让盲肠都 function 起来。
But Nehemiah had this. He was able to even mobilize.Appendix.
让那些觉得自己不重要的、无足轻重的、被忽略的、心里面不健全的都起来哈。
Even those who are feeling neglected and not healthy emotionally, they were able to rise up as well.
所以圣经上这种重复出现的，你千万不要以为烦躁，它都有很大的意义的。
So when you see things repeatedly recorded in the scripture, please don't get bored, but they mean a lot.
我为着我们自己教会大概有70%-80%的人参加教会的服事，我们很感谢主。
I'm very thankful that about 70% or 80% of people at our church participate in services.
但是照着圣经上说，应该是成全圣徒，各尽其职，应该是100%的。
But if according to the scripture that we ought to equip the saints for the work of service, it should be 100%.
所以我听说在 San Diego 有一个很大的教会，主任牧师很严格的对会众讲。
I heard at San Diego there's a big church and the pastor seriously.Mentioned to the congregation.
他说：“如果你不肯加入侍奉，如果你不肯奉献给神，你不要把这里当你的 home church。”
He solemnly mentioned to the congregation, "If you are not willing to join the service and not willing to participate, please do not consider this place your home."
我们会欢迎你来，但是你不要把这里当作是你的 home church。
Yes, we welcome you still, but please do not consider this place your home church.
因为来到神家就是应该把自己摆进来。
Because whenever we come to God's house, we ought to get involved.
你就是应该为了爱神、爱神家把自己摆进来。
We ought to involve ourselves for the love of God and His house.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们跟神之间正常的关系。
And this is a normal relationship with, between us and God.
那尼希米不是只是把责任给他。
And Nehemiah did not just delegate the responsibilities.
尼希米把使命感给他。
But he passed on the sense of mission.
尼希米把那个平凡的角色、平凡的职责赋予神圣的价值。
He was able to bestow a sacred significance to menial tasks.
所以你就发现一批一批的人就起来，就起来，七次是，七次是，七次是，他们一批一批的起来，记得31次。
So you see that groups after groups of people just rise up and was recorded 31 times.
第二个，他能够使人分工。
And he also was able to divide up the labor.
他有另外一个重复的，就是对着自己的房屋来修造。
So another phrase was that they were able to build right in front of their residence.
先尽你自己的本分，把你自己的城墙这一段修起来。
So do your part first, repair the city wall right in front of your house.
不要去定罪别人，不要去要求别人，先把自己的修好。
Don't just blame on others or condemn, but fix your wall first.
当我们把自己的那一段都修好的时候，
After you fix the part right in front of your house,
虽然是分工，却又是完工啊，一个完整的工作。
Even though the labor was divided, but yet together the labor was completed.
所以你读到第六章，讲到当大家都把自己修好的时候，城墙没有空隙 ，not a gap.
So in chapter 6, we see that after everyone has done their part, the city wall was repaired without any gap.
哦，那真的是一个很美的见证。
It was such a beautiful testimony.
你想到只要有几家，甚至只要有一家不肯修，它还是有 gap。
Imagine if one household refused to repair their part, then there would still be a gap.
那第六章居然能够记载说 ，there's not a gap， 没有空隙。
But then, yet in chapter 6, we get to see that the scripture says there was no gap, not a gap.
他能够让大家都分工起来做。
Because everyone did their part.
对着自己的那一段的城墙好好的做。
That they repaired that segment of wall right in front of their house.
而且能够甘心的去做。
And they did it willingly.
那我为什么这么讲呢？
Why did I say that?
因为有的人他所对的那段的城墙是一块平地啊。
Because some may face a piece of wall that's on the plain.
有人对着城墙是一块坡地。
And some may face a segment of the wall that is on the slope.
请问哪一个容易？
So which one is easier?
当然平地容易。
Of course, the one that's on the level ground.
有人对着是转弯之处，那更难。
And some may face a turn like a corner.
很多的石头需要切，还需要角度，那很难的。
And that's so their job would be much more difficult because they have to cut the stones.
他在这里讲到有一些人对着的是转角的地方，没有人注意到的地方。
And some may face a corner that is not very noticeable.
有人对着的地方是大祭司住的地方，哇！这个大祭司天天来夸奖你一次。
Some may be repairing the wall that's next to the house of the great priest, and he will come to praise you every day.
你越做越有价值感。
Then the more you work on it, the more you feel.
我大概三十年前在德州 Dallas 参加一个很大的聚会啊。
About 30 years ago, I was attending a conference in Dallas.
那天那个年长的弟兄讲到一点不留情。
And that day, the senior brother was preaching, and he was saying very harsh words.
他说我看过多少的弟兄姊妹去拖把，拿着拖把一定要从我前面走过去。
Because the pastor says, I have seen so many brothers and sisters when they mop the floor, they have to carry the mop and walk right in front of
them. 为什么要做给我看，做给神看？
Why do you have to do it for me and then be seen by me, but do it for God?
请大家下次不小心拿拖把从我面前走过，不要躲哈。
But next time, if you just happen to be holding a mop, please don't run away from me.
我绝对不会骂你们，我也绝对不会误会你们。
I will not misunderstand you.
其实我也不要那么担心，你们也不在乎我看得到看不到，对不对
？Actually, you don't really care if I see or not, right?
但是那个老弟兄是一个德高望重的，所以很多人做事都想让他看到。
Because that senior pastor was a very well-respected one, so everyone wanted to be seen by him.
但是他就是不留情的这样骂人哈。
But yet he just say it very harshly.
所以这是有人对着大祭司、对着勇士的门来修造，有人是在转角处没人注意到的。
Because some may be repairing walls right in front of the eyes of high priests, and some may be doing things without being noticed.
那有的人是对着全门，哇，有 fountain, 有 view 的。
Some may be fixing walls with in front of the fountain, so they get to see a view.
天天修城墙可以欣赏风景，哇，多舒服啊！
While they were repairing the walls, they get to enjoy the view.
有的人对的那一段是粪场门。
And some may be facing a dump place.
是一般人倒粪便的，或是丢屎尸的，哈，屎狗屎猫丢在那里。
It's a place where they will dump the rubbish or even dead bodies.
天天在那里坐，都得捏着鼻子，戴着口罩，那很辛苦的。
So they probably have to hold their nose or even wear a mask when they work.
但是你发现整个第三章没有任何人埋怨。
But in chapter 3, we do not see anyone complaining.
大家对着自己的那一段好好的修造。
Everyone just fixed their part.
弟兄姊妹，今天在神家服事，有人会把它分为看得见的服事，看不见的服事。
In the same way, in God's house today, people will divide services into visible ones and invisible ones.
把它分成属灵的服事跟事物的服事。
Or like the service ones or the spiritual ones.
就在外面的现象好像有这样子。
Yes, it may look that way outwardly.
但是在我们的内心，在属灵的 spiritual reality 里面，我们不应该这样子去分。
But in our heart, in spiritual reality, we should not divide them like that.
无论做什么，从心里做，像是给主做的。
Whatever you do, do it from the heart as for the Lord.
坐在我弟兄中最小的、最被人看不起、被人忽略的人身上，就如同坐在主的身上。
Anything that is done to the least of these brothers, even the ones that are neglected, is done unto the Lord.
所以很多时候我们服事会累。
Sometimes we may get tired of our service.
累多了会埋怨。
And as we get tired for a long time, we start to complain.
我自己就埋怨过很多次。
I myself had complained so many times.
然后被神责备过很多次。
And then I've been rebuked by the Lord so many times.
是神的恩典让我们可以服事。
It is because of God's grace that we can serve.
神要废掉我们换一个太容易了。
God can easily replace us.
就算不能换，神也不要我们 murmur 的埋怨的来服事他。
Even if God will not replace us, He does not want us to murmur.
是他的宽容、忍耐、爱心。留着我们，改变我们。
It is His grace, forbearance, and His love that still keep us in service, so that we can be transformed.
更何况，当我们把我们的心态转变是为主做的时候
，and also when we change our mindset and attitude that we do it for the Lord.
服事的本身应该是带给我们祝福的。
Actually, the service will bring us a lot of blessings.
应该是带给我们生命的。
It will bring us life.
应该是带给我们神在我们身上的喜悦。
It will bring us God's favor and delight.
所以我们求神帮助我们，我们很容易掉到事情的里面，所以我们会埋怨、会失望、会受伤。
May the Lord help us so that we will not become a task-oriented and task-driven, so that we get disappointed and frustrated easily.
然后我们会被动。一个命令，一个要求，才一个举动。
Then we fall into the state of being passive, that we will not only do whatever that is commanded.
所以尼希米不是这样，他能够把神的百姓能够动员起来。
But Nehemiah was not like that. He was able to mobilize God's people.
他能够使最平凡的职责和角色赋予使命，赋予神圣的价值。
He was able to give sacred significance and mission to even menial tasks.
第二个，他能够使人分工，把分散那些薄弱的力量都聚合起来。
And he was able to divide the labors and also gather the scattered strength.
让大家各占其位，各尽其职。
So everyone would stand on their parts and do their parts.
第三个，他能够使人全力以赴。
He was able to help people to do their best.
他能够使所有跟他一起同工的人。
So that all of his co-workers,
他能够把他们里面的 passion, 把里面的火点起来。
He was able to kindle their passions.
让他们不光是去做，而且是积极的去做，全力的去做。
So that not only that they would participate in the labor, but they would do their best.
所以第四章就讲到他们做工的时候，从天亮一直做到星宿出现。
So chapter 4, we see that they labor from daybreak until the time that
star appeared. 天一亮他们醒过来第一件事情就是我们要重建神家的见证。
The first thing that they wake up is to rebuild God's house.
他们一直做到星宿出现才回家休息。
And then we'll only rest until the stars appear.
因为他们知道这一个征战太神圣了。
Because they know they are engaged in this sacred battle.
这件事情太重要了。
And this is such an important task.
所以他就全力以赴。
So that they will all do their best.
大家各占其位，各尽其职，每一个家都去做了。
Everyone will do their parts.And every household.
以前我曾经讲过，说有一个观光客到一个地方去哈。
I once mentioned that a tourist went to visit a place.
他那天很累，坐在路边休息。
That day he was tired, so he sat on the roadside and rest.
他就看到一个工程车开过来。
And then he saw this
construction truck.
Construction truck.
他停下来以后，下来两个工人。
So after a truck, stopped, two construction workers came out.
那第一个工人就在那个路边咚咚咚咚咚咚拿那个大机器凿洞。
So the first worker just used that great the machinery and tried to dig a hole on the ground.
凿洞以后就量大概三十公尺，再来凿第二个洞，咚咚咚咚，然后三十公尺，第三个洞。
So he would just dig a hole every 30 feet, and he would just measure and dig a hole.
然后第二个工人就弄柏油，再把刚刚挖的洞补起来。
And the second construction worker would just patch up the hole with a tar.
然后他就把第二个挖的洞补起来。
And then we just go on and fix patch up the second hole.
他就很好奇你们在做什么啊。
So he was very curious. He asked, "What are you guys doing?"
所以等到他们休息的时候，他就问他们说：“你们在做什么？”
So when they were taking a break, he asked them. He went and asked them, "What are you guys doing?"
他说：“我们现在正在推行城市绿化运动。”
So it says we're trying to make our city greener.
所以每三十公尺要种一棵树。
So every 30 feet, we will plant a tree.
第一个挖洞，第二个人负责种树，第三个人把它美化。
So the first one will dig a hole, the second one will plant a tree, and the third one will patch up the hole.
今天第二个人生病没有来，所以只有我们两个。
Today the second worker was out sick.So just two of us today.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，缺你一个都不行啊。
So you know that you are indispensable.
你不要以为你自己不重要。
Please do not think that you are not important.
缺一个都不行。
We cannot miss any one of you.
所以我们在神的家要有这样子的看见哈。
We have to have this vision in God's house.
第四个，他是一个深知到仇敌诡计，而且警醒谨守的勇士。
Fourth, he was a warrior who understood the enemy schemes and was very watchful and sober.
当我们读到第四章的时候
，As we study chapter four.
我们就发现仇敌用各样的第二章第四章都讲到仇敌用各样的方法要来破坏这件事情
Both chapter 2 and chapter 4 says the enemy tries all kinds of schemes to destroy this task
因为仇敌知道只要城墙盖起来
Because the enemy knows as soon as the city wall was rebuilt
他们就再也不能够自由的进出了
Then they can no longer come in and out freely
只要城墙盖起来
As soon as the city wall was rebuilt
那安息日他们就绕不到进来继续做买卖
Then they can no longer come into the city on Sabbath day to do business.
所以仇敌用各样的方法来羞辱他们、嘲笑他们、威胁他们、控告他们。
So the enemy tried all kinds of schemes to mock them, to convict them, and to destroy.
甚至要来杀害他们。
Even to kill them.
但是你就发现尼希米用三件事情来回应所有仇敌的攻击。
And we see how Nehemiah responded with three things.
我没有时间细读哈，大家可以回家好好读《尼希米记》，非常宝贝的一卷书。
We don't have time to go over the details, but please, when you go home, study the book of Nehemiah.
第一个，他用更多的祷告来回应仇敌的作为。
First of all, he responded to the enemy's schemes with more prayers.
你发现尼希米是一个祷告的人。
You see that Nehemiah was a person with prayer.
尼希米记至少记载了17次他的祷告。
At least 17 times the scripture recorded Nehemiah prayed.
而且他的祷告有一个特点，就是。突然出现在上下文历史的记载中间。
That you see, that his prayer would just suddenly appear in the mix of recording.
他可以一面跟王讲话，一面跟天上的神祷告。
He was able to at the same time talking to king and yet praying to God in heaven.
他第四章多比亚在那里嘲笑他说：“你们盖的墙是什么墙？狐狸上去都会倒的。”
In chapter 4, Tobiah was.Mocking them says, "What kind of walls are you building? Even a little fox can destroy it."
底下接着就是尼希米的祷告，他说：“我们的神，求你垂听。”他就开始向神祷告。
And immediately we see Nehemiah prayed, and he says, "Our God, please listen to us."
他就是要把他们的毁谤归到他们的头上去。
That you will return the reproach unto them.
弟兄姊妹，尼希米是一个祷告，而且是随时随处多方祷告的人。
Nehemiah was a person that prayed. He prays everywhere and for everything.
祷告是请神来做事情。
Because when we pray, we asking God to act.
祷告是让神的权柄、让神的旨意能够通行。
So that God's will and God's authority can prevail.
他永远要走在我们所有的计划、所有的工作前面。
Because God will always walk in front of our work and our plans.
第二个，他用更警醒的态度。
And secondly, he would become even more watchful.
他帮助百姓一半做工一半拿枪。
So the God's people will hold their weapons while working.
那些扛抬材料的，一手做工，一手这个拿着兵器。
So those who carry the materials will carry the materials with one hand and holding weapon on the other hand.
他们连出去打水最平常的生活都带着兵器。
They will carry the weapons even when they go fetch water.
在最平凡的生活他们都用警醒的态度。
In their most ordinary activities, they are being very watchful.
所以他用更警醒的态度来回应仇敌的破坏。
Therefore, they responded, the enemy's destruction with more watchful attitude.
弟兄姊妹，我们都会面对很多试探跟仇敌的攻击。
Yes, we may face a lot of challenges and enemies' attacks.
希望我们能够像尼希米一样，他是用更警醒的态度来回应。
Hopefully that we will respond just like Nehemiah with more watchful attitude.
第三个，他用更积极的行动。
Thirdly, he responded with even more aggressive actions.
所以他们百姓们从天亮一直做到星宿出现，不休息的做工。
Therefore, the God's people will continue to labor without taking breaks from morning.Until the stars appear.
我们买会所的时候，每一次仇敌或者环境更艰难的时候
，While we were purchasing the facility, every time when our situation becomes tough,
我们教会就宣告禁食啊。
Then we pronounce a fasting.
或者我们要开始新的一段24/100的祷告，24小时100天的祷告。
And we start another round of 24/7 prayers.
你越 fasting prayers. 仇敌越猖狂，我们就越积极。
When the enemy becomes even more fierce, then we become even more aggressive.
仇敌越猖狂，我们就越警醒，更多的祷告。
Even more watchful in prayers.
所以我们再说，好，尼希米用哪三件事情回应仇敌的攻击
？So let's review. What are the three things that Nehemiah responded with against enemies' attacks?
第一个，更多的祷告。
More prayers.
第二个，更警醒的态度。
More watchful attitude.
第三个，更积极的行动。
More aggressive actions.
所以。短短的第六章告诉我们，52天他们把城墙修好了。
So in chapter 6, we see that in short 52 days, they finish repairing the city wall.
我们看一下第六章，好，虽然时间到了很快。
Let's look at chapter 6.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1.
参巴拉、多比亚、亚拉伯人、基善和我们其余的仇敌，听见我们已经修完了城墙，其中没有破裂之处，就是 not a gap。修好了
Not a gap, no breaks.
然后我们读到第十五节
Verse 15
以路月25日城墙修完了共修了52天我们一切仇敌视为的外邦人听见了便惧怕愁眉不展因为见这工作完成是出乎我们的神第二件事情我们看见他们把所有仇敌当初给他们的羞辱恐惧伤害全部丢还给仇敌
We see that they revoke all the reproaches and mockings from the enemies.
以前是百姓们害怕，活在恐惧中。
Before, God's people used to live in fear.
以前是百姓们受羞辱，遭大难。
And then they were in distress and under reproach.
现在是仇敌们听见了惧怕，愁眉不展。
And now, when after the city wall was rebuilt, their enemies become disheartened.
他把所有仇敌给的威胁、恐惧、伤害、羞辱全部还给仇敌。
They push back all the threatenings and all the markings from the enemies.
不过52天
Only 52 days.
然后到了十二章，我们发现尼希米带一队，以斯拉带的一队百姓到城墙上唱诗赞美神。
And in chapter 12, we get to see that Nehemiah will lead one group, and then Ezra another group. They march on the city wall to sing praises to God.
弟兄姊妹，我们想想那幅图画，那是让我们心里面很兴奋的图画哈。
Let's imagine that picture. How exciting that!
原来城墙破坏，仇敌自由进出的。
Before, the city wall was broken, and enemy could come in freely.
城墙被毁，城门被火焚烧的，到处是断壁残垣。
Before the image was like the city wall was destroyed, the city gates were burned with fire.
现在高大的城墙盖起来了。
And now this great city wall was rebuilt.
这么好的领袖尼希米、以斯拉各带一队唱歌赞美敬拜的人上到城墙来赞美神、敬拜神。
And these great leaders, Ezra and Nehemiah, they each.That a group of people marching on the city wall, singing praises to God.
他们的歌唱声、妇人、孩子的声音都传到远处。
And they're singing and praise the song of their singing and praises spread to far away places.
在当初他们最弱、最被羞辱的地方，他们产生了荣耀的见证。
On the places where they were the weakest, and then they were under shame. Now they build this glorious testimony.
在什么地方被破坏，在什么地方重建起来
？Whatever.The place that got destroyed, that's the place that they rebuilt.
在什么点上被羞辱，在什么点上现在归荣耀给神。
On the exact point that they were put to shame, now they give glory to God.
52天。
52 days.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要加油哈。
So brothers and sisters, that is Ma Chang.
你发现一个在波斯王宫里面的人。
This person who used to live in the palace of Persia.
因为知道神家的情形，他个人的回来。
Because of his understanding of the situation of God's house and also his return.
他整个把局面扭转过来。
He turned around the entire situation.
把神百姓遭大难、受凌辱的局面扭转过来。
He turned around the situation where God's people used to be under great distress and reproach.
他带着使命感、带着火焰回来。
He came back with a sense of mission and passion.
他把使命传出去，他把火焰烧起来。
He passed on the burden and he kindled the
整个神家被他翻过来了。
So the entire house of God was revived.
整个局面被反过来了。
The entire situation was turned around.
原来是仇敌猖狂羞辱神百姓。
It used to be that the enemy was fierce and then they put God's people to shame.
现在是百姓们得胜，高唱诗歌赞美神，让仇敌害怕。
Now God's people were victorious. They were singing great praises to God and scare the enemies.
神的儿女们被保护了。
And now God's people were protected.
商人再也不能够在安息日来破坏他们的纯净。
Merchants can no longer come into the city to defile.
跟外邦人通婚的情形也被分别了。
They also stopped intermarriage with Gentiles.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有时间去讲尼希米的宝这个。这本书太荣耀了。
I cannot go into the details of the book of Nehemiah, but so glorious.
愿爱你的人如日头出现。
May those who love you appear like the sun in its full strength.
光辉烈烈。
In its full strength.
带着属天的影响力。
With spiritual and heavenly influence.
能够把我们周围的人都扭转过来，都影响起来。
That we were able to impact people around us, and so that they all rise up.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。